Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Should I leave my Friday and Saturday? Oh, and Sunday open just in case, like, you know, he wants to hang out, but he hasn't really texted me in like a week. So maybe not, you know what I mean? It's like my initial gut says, if he wanted to talk to you, he would. The thing is if you're trying to think of things that you should do better or say to like project and like make someone do something you want them to do, you're not being yourself and you're not being genuine at all.
And like, why do you want to fake who you are to someone you love?
Or no idea.
Think that you
What the hell was that?
I've never done that. Squeeze your vocal cords and try to talk. I don't know how I just.
I've never tried that before.
Do it again. Do it again.
Hello, everybody. Oh my God.
Oh, ew. Get that creep out of here.
I don't know.
Try it.
Try it.
Day Louis.
Put your microphone up so you can hear it.
Pass your Adam's apple.
Pass my. Hello.
All right, we got Jay in the house.
Right.
Ben, you have to say hi. Say hi by squeezing your vocal cords.
Oh, wait, what were you doing? I wasn't even watching. I'm sorry.
We were squeezing right behind the vocal cord.
Oh, no, liar. Pretend.
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's a pretender. Hello.
Hello. We do have Jay Louie in the house.
Happy birthday, Jay Louie.
Which is one of our good friends. We also have Ben, our producer, Ben Starbacher.
Yes.
And obviously, we got Kendid Sid.
Hi.
And
Kendid Soph.
Hey. Hi.
We have to both speak for each other because obviously unified, only one. We miss you guys. What else was I going to say?
It's been a long time. It's been 2 days.
It's been two whole days since our last recording.
We were actually just talking about this before the episode of how we're like, we're going to do two in a row this week.
Yep.
And now that we... obviously, if you've been following along, like we did hit top 40 podcasts. We were very pumped about that. Very exciting. And so we're like, okay, we should probably like make sure we're planning ahead a little bit. Like
yeah.
We got this. We got to have guests plan out months in advance. And then someone on our live Instagram, by the way, we do go live on Instagram every time before an episode if you ever have questions for Sid and I. But
which is usually on a Sunday morning if you're wondering.
Yes.
Usually.
And someone asked, who's your next guest and topic idea? And we're like, you know, we would tell you if we knew.
We would tell you. We have some people in mind.
Yes.
That we have not asked yet. But I'm sure that they will make tomorrow work for us. And they'll come on. Yeah. Yeah.
But actually.
Literally.
So we thought of this topic idea actually on Friday. And I honestly am really excited to chat
about
it.
Fell right into place. You had a really good, like, you kind of thought of it for a second. And I was like, oh, dating. Yeah. And then we kind of went through and we were like, oh, I like this. Don't like this. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, yeah, let's talk about that. I like that.
So that's how we come up
with
topics.
So that's how we come up with stuff like that. Well, it's because you know what? It's shit that's real and shit that you want to hear about. And things that I wish I would have had somebody in my ear telling me about.
And usually it feels pretty relevant in our lives at the time. Like we just talked about last episode, y'all, if you listen, fitness myths, fitness, wellness trends, things like that. So this week we're chatting about dating myths, dating phrases, and getting all the nitty-gritty.
The know how to, you know, get ready for a date, how to know if the date went well, and the aftermath of the date. And then we got some advice on dates.
Yeah. It's gonna be
and
a good
we have
one.
A straight candid date moment, so you'll want to listen to that. Yeah, I found one.
But first
straight candid moments
with Sid and Soph.
Oh, by the way, the reason we record two back to back is so that we can take some time off, right? So we do this every single day. We're on Instagram nonstop, right? Right. Like we're doing content all the time. So is Ben, so is Soph. So sometimes you need like a week to just like get mental clarity and also get time for straight candid moments. Cause I've had 2 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think anything crazy happened? Yes, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And I think that's such an important point because it kind of goes into my straight candid moment, to be completely honest. So I will say we've chatted about like entrepreneurial opportunities and like career advice and things like that. We've chatted about the benefits of 9 to 5 and what we like, what we dislike. And I like working for myself. I do. I love this podcast. I love it. But at the same time, it's not like a typical job where you go home at the end of the day, you shut your computer and you're done and you can close your mind off. There is always something that needs to be done. Even if I want to just relax, I'm like, oh, well, I should do this. I could do this. And I mean, even I wish I could get advice from Ben, because Ben's, this is like your full time. And I feel like you always have things to do 24/7. Do you ever just shut it off, or do you like, does you let it bother you a little bit? Cause I like cannot find the balance between, I can't find the balance. Yeah. I just really can't.
Looming.
No, my work life balance is awful.
Yeah.
But I think what helps is A, I enjoy it, and B, like, I kind of just have this thing that I know, like, I've gotten this far and it's been great. So if I just keep going,
yeah.
And I don't know, I kind of plan on maybe like not doing this as much when I'm in my 30s, but having built something to a level. So I don't know. It's grind now. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somewhat find relaxation a little bit later.
Exactly. Like when I quote unquote relax, I'm still thinking of like, I need to do this. I need X, Y, and Z. And I guess a lot of it is just being like becoming comfortable with that in terms of like, there's always going to be things on the plate. But like, if I don't get it done right this second, no one's going to die. It's not going to be the end of the world.
Well,
like,
you know, so you never know.
Well, okay.
No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
Potentially. But
that's how I feel though. Yeah. I'm like, I haven't done the emails. Mm-hmm.
If I don't make a TikTok today, nobody's going to die.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to roll over and whatever. So it's just kind of like, all right, I don't feel like making it right now. I'll make it tomorrow.
Or so like, here's how I, this is going to go to my straight can moment. Here's how I dealt with it. Deal with it. And it's not right.
Oh, well, no, we'll hear first and then we'll cast.
Here's what happens. Friday, I was up from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. without 30 minutes to do anything for myself. And I could feel the burnout coming. I even was like, I know there's a mental breakdown on the way. Like, I know when it's about to come. No, it's funny. I texted our girlfriends that. I'm like, just, you know, like, I will probably have an anxiety attack today. Like, I just hadn't had time to have an anxiety attack yet. So I go home and I was like, oh my God, that was the longest day of my life. And all of a sudden, I don't know if this happens for anyone else, but like when you sit down, and I was, whenever I'm anxious, this is so weird, but I like straddle hug my boyfriend. Like, and so I just get really close to someone and it like releases these chemicals, I swear. And I just start bawling.
You cry?
Bawling. Yeah.
Really?
And he was like, probably like this psychotic bitch.
As he's rubbing your back.
Yeah. He's like, it's okay. Jesus, like, are you Christ. Good? No, he's really comforting, very assuring. And I'm like, this is embarrassing. And everything feels like the end of the world. And then you sleep. And you wake up the next day and you're like, okay, I was over dramatic, but it feels like the end of the world. And
I know that feeling.
So here's how I dealt with it then. So Saturday, I wake up. I had to go to work. Unfortunately, I did coach 3 classes, took a class, whatever.
What time's your first coaching on Saturday, your class?
7 a.m. Yeah. So I woke up at 5:30.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. After a day of burnout, but it's okay. We're good. And then, oh yeah, we also had a podcast. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do anything the rest of the day. I like planned to lay in bed and got pretty high off some D8 gummies. And I didn't get out of bed once until I got my sushi. So,
sounds like a dream.
And I literally woke up like a new human. And I'm like, I sometimes think I have really bad anxiety. But then again, I'm like, maybe I just need to find more work-life balance because I feel like a normal person today. And it's because I had fucking 5 hours for myself.
You needed that though. You needed that. Guess what? When you don't mix in an hour or two for yourself a day, you're going to end up hitting a wall and break, you know, like total breakdown. And then you're going to need a whole day of just you time, which like you could have probably done some productive things. You needed that time though, right? So it's like mixing it in within the day.
So part of me is like, maybe I have to, I don't, that's what's also hard is like, what do you give up? Sniffle. Not going to be the fucking podcast. I'll tell you that, but you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
Okay.
You have to maybe like, honestly, it's where your time gets more regimented. Cause even when I like, and I self-sabotage too of like, I'll set this hour to go work out, but like something will go 15 minutes into that trickling into that like workout time. And I'm like, oh, I should just finish this one task. Or like, oh, I just feel so like negative right now. And then I just sit in my swallows. Sit in my sorrows and I'm just like sad girl. And then I don't work out and I feel worse about myself. And
well,
then
I literally couldn't.
I wasted time. I could have been working if I wasn't working out. Like,
and when you're burnt out, I literally cannot work out. So like today I was so motivated. I'm like, I'm going to go to the gym. Had the best leg day. I have been trying to progressive overload week to week, right? I'm just like the same for the past like 3 weeks. I rested yesterday, like relaxed, got a little high, had a few orgasms, watched some movies. And then today, And then today, I like increased all my lifts.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
Will you take me through your leg workout soon?
Oh, they're going to say my orgasm.
I miss it. Oh, no. I don't need to be there.
Yeah, we'll do it.
My last little mental health entrepreneur tip is at the beginning of the week, there's this book. It's by this guy named Jocko Willink. And I think it's called Extreme Ownership. But in the book, he talks about prioritize and execute. And that is probably the best thing I've ever learned, because it's like, all right, what are the top three things that like need to get done today? And like, worst case scenario, nothing else gets done but these three things. Like, what will make the needle move? What will get some anxiety off my back? And that can be just your workouts, right? Like, last week was my worst workout week I've probably had in a long time. But that's because, honestly, in the list of things I was doing, it wasn't on my list of priorities. So I was okay with only working out, like, twice last week versus my normal, like, four or five.
I see. That's really helpful, actually. Because, Jordan works like a machine. Like, the kid is a freak. And people are like, I'll be so annoyed because he'll be like, oh, God, I have, like, six meetings and then I'm going to golf all day. I'm like, what? How? How can you golf during the day? He's like, well, I just got everything done in the morning. I woke up and I, you know, wrote this proposal and now I'm going to go golf. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what's also nice is like you just truck away and then you have the rest of the day.
And you just do whatever the hell you want, basically. So anyway, I think that's extremely helpful because you have to prioritize those things. If you prioritize 10 things, which I've totally done that before, you won't get any of them done. In fact, you'll move the needle like a hair length on each thing. And then you're like, damn it, I'm still just as stressed because I haven't finished any of the things I wanted to finish. None. It's
overwhelming. Yeah. You look at these 10 things that you quote unquote have to get done. And like, really, you can look at them and be like, I don't have to get like any of these 10 things done, but it'll be great if I get three of them done.
That's why I like the daily planner, like three bullets. And I'll be like, okay, check that. But if there's a list with more than three on there, Sid, I get overwhelmed.
Oh, at Sid in her list. Oh, yeah, she uses a ballpoint pen. Ooh, get over it. Jesus Christ.
Love. Okay, enough of that, Sid. Do you have a little Stuart Cannon moment for us?
Yes. Well, so I went to a wedding yesterday. Snaps. I went to a wedding yesterday, and I never wear my hair up, and I'm going to tell you the reason why.
You looked hot as fuck.
Thank you. I love you so much. My hair's up right now, and I'm feeling very queen status because when I was in middle school, I used to get made fun of because my nose was too big. People used to say your nose is too big.
I literally love your facial features. Oh my God. Just saying.
Thank you. But I literally did never wear my hair up because this kid was like, yeah, your nose is way too big. I'd never wear my hair up if I was you. Someone told me that. So legitimately, I have avoided wearing like ponytails unless I'm working out, like because I feel like my nose is like huge. You know that? Like, I think it's a filter where you turn your head and you look like this like straightened out like muskrat thing on TikTok. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, that's how I feel. Anyway, so I had a little mental breakdown doing my hair, and Jordan obviously like has no idea what's going on. He goes, just put your hair up, babe. And I'm like, God,
like I'm a muskrat.
I have a bump right here. Do you not see the bump? I'm like, God damn it. I was so finally collected myself. We felt like a champ, go to the wedding, dancing my little booty cheeks off. Jordan ends up getting either what I think was alcohol poisoning, has to go home because he's literally sitting in the corner. I look over at him and I'm rubbing his leg. Like, you know, like it's an emotional thing. Like everyone's doing speeches and I look over and he's like, like, you know, when your like lip is quivering and he keeps swallowing and I'm like, are you okay? And he goes, no. And I'm like, oh my God. I keep looking back at him and I can't help it because I want to help him. So I'm like, wait, are you okay? And he looks at me and he goes, stop asking if I'm okay. I'm going to vomit at the table if you don't stop asking. He's like, I can't think about it. And I was like,
oh no.
So I sit back and I'm like, what a lovely speech. Like, what am I supposed to say to you? Your lip is quivering. So he ended up having to go home. But the best part about it is I kept seeing this guy kind of linger, and I cannot give any traits away because obviously like people might be listening who are there. And he kept lingering and I didn't know who he was. And Jordan left, obviously. And immediately upon Jordan leaving, I go up to the bar. I'm getting like a White Claw. He goes, what is this, all your stuff up here or what? And I was like, yep. And I had my purse and like two drinks or whatever. And I was like, yeah, it is. And he's like, you meet me on the dance floor? And I was like, I don't think so. I'm like, I don't think so, really. Like all of a sudden I'm like straight faced. Like, I'm hammered. And I'm just like, no, I don't think so.
You go. You like my hair up, though?
You like my hair up, though? My big nose? Yeah. Anyway, so I leave and whatever,
you're
walk
like,
away.
Thought so. Okay, I look good tonight.
I go sit outside with all my friends, and I'm sitting down having a drink. We're all casually talking, and the guy comes up again. He's like, whoa, look at these losers sitting down. You guys aren't going to go on the dance floor. We're having a party in there. And I'm like, what the hell? It was so caught off guard. My friend was ringing. She goes, who even are you, dude? And he goes, I know the bride and groom really well. I hang out with him every single day. I've never seen him in my life.
I'm literally picturing this guy.
What is this Chad doing? Like,
I'm picturing him on the dance floor because he wanted you to see him dance. And this is what he looked like. Our last TikTok video of us. Yeah. Oh.
Trust me.
Dancing.
So we're like, Jesus, kid. And he's like, come on, everybody. Let's go take shots. And this girl's like, we don't serve shots here. He's like, no shots, no shots. It was like a Chad and a Brad mixed in one, lingering around. You'd go over here, he'd come find you. You'd go over here, he'd come find you. And then we're on the dance floor, and he goes up to me and he goes, you going out after this? And my friend's husband is standing right here, and he's like, winks at me, and he goes, I'd like you to come out with me if you're down. And I literally am like, what is going on? And my friend's husband goes, she has a boyfriend. You saw him and met him earlier. And it was just, I don't know. You have to just think it's hilarious. These people have the most confidence you've ever seen in anyone. And they are ruthless and they just won't stop. And they have no clue that they're over the top. What is it called? Obnoxious.
Yep.
You know a Chad, right?
Yeah,
I know a Brad, Chad. Right?
I think it's so funny because
I don't know why I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, this kid is just ruthless.
It sounds like the ultimate frat bro.
Oh my God. I'm like, I haven't like encountered one of you guys since like way back. Like, I shouldn't say the frat name, but there was a frat that was notorious for this behavior. And it reminded me, I'm like, you are straight out of that frat house. Oh, doggy dog.
Oh yeah. It sounds like he's definitely still lived, like his glory days was probably college.
Yeah, but he's
college
older
frat.
Than us.
He was in a frat.
He was older than
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but he still
that's
goes
the icing
back.
On the cake.
He's probably the guy that was like, oh, my daddy's a lawyer. Don't touch me. You
know, yeah, kind of exactly.
My daddy will sue your daddy.
I don't know why I thought that was funny. I just thought it was hilarious because he just came from every corner.
I
walked out of
the
bathroom. He's there. Walked over to the bar. He's there. Walked on the dance floor. Right there. I'm like, I'm going to look under the table. He's going to be right there. Hey, sorry. Coming to the dance floor?
He's like looking up your dress under the table.
No.
Speaking of pickup lines, though, so I was so confused about this.
Oh, my God. I leaked.
This was on my request the other day.
Friends, season 5, episode 16, 11:25.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
How are you
what
doing?
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? How did you know that?
I love Friends.
Oh,
so
my God.
I was like, do I really spend time and look this up? But I was like, fuck it. I'm going to look it up. So I go to YouTube and I just type in Friends season 5, episode 16, and already had like automated written in 11:25. I'm like, okay, this must be a thing. And I click play and it goes, it's Joey and Rachel talking. And Joey goes, how you doing?
What the?
I was like, this guy.
What the hell?
Really made me go on YouTube to do this? It's so
I have
funny.
A confession. I've never seen Friends.
Like an episode?
No, I've seen probably half an episode or so.
I am a little disappointed.
Okay, well, guess what? I try to commit to that, all right?
Okay.
How many freaking episodes are there?
It took me, I'm not going to lie to you, I used to be horrible at watching series because I felt like I was wasting my life, wasting my time.
I'm like sitting.
I'm really good at it now because I'm like, I need to waste my life so I don't work on something. But it took me 4 years.
4 years to get through the show?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
4 years. And I kind of want to rewatch it because it's so good.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I watched Dexter all the way through and the new season. So good.
I watched almost all Dexter. I was probably like 70%.
I watched all Shameless.
Oh, wow. That's
I watched
good.
All of
You're
Office.
Watching Ozark right now, right?
I watched that. Yep. I watched The Boys. Have you seen that?
No, but you seen
It's
Girls?
Really good. Wait,
actually,
what? Wait. Oh, I thought you were being funny. I'm like, what is that?
I think it's on HBO Max. It's called Girls. It's like Sex in the City, but it's
age.
I told you to watch. It's
yes,
so
you,
good,
yes,
you guys.
Yes, I have.
Even if
I
you have
finished.
Even if you have to spend money to watch it, it's so good.
You
Straight
spend.
Canon moments. Ben, Jay, what you got?
You got anything?
Something? Jay's birthday. You had a birthday last night. What you doing?
I did have a birthday last night. How you doing?
Season 5, episode. Blah, blah, blah.
Jay, wait, who are you? Because listeners hear about you all the time.
I mean, how do I answer that?
Like, do you live? How old are you? Are you a male, female? Do you live in the Northeast, North Loop? What do you do for a living? Are you single? Are you looking?
I am a 25-year-old male.
Did you turn 25 or 26?
25 yesterday.
Oh, I thought
at 9:02 p.m.
Oh, wow.
That's technically the time I was born.
Oh, my God. Girls are going right to CoStar right now.
Yeah.
They're going to their CoStar app. They're like,
city?
Oh, let's see.
What city?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
I was a 10-pound, 11-ounce baby. I was a big boy.
Wow.
I'm sorry for your mama.
Luckily, she had C-section.
Okay,
thank
God. I would
have done some major damage.
That's spooky.
Mm. I live in Minneapolis now. And yes, I am looking. I'm single. Just kind of doing my thing out. Oh, yeah.
So you were mingling last night on your birthday.
Yes.
Single and mingling.
Yes.
Okay, let's
sweet
hear.
Talker over here.
Kind of going off the confidence train here. I was just off my high horses here. I mean, I was at Cowboy Jack's and I was just having a hell of a time.
Jay drunk is my favorite thing.
I was off my high horse here. I was hell of a time.
I saw this girl sitting down at the rooftop of Cowboy Jack's and she was beautiful. I was like, oh, fuck. I got to go and talk to her.
The confidence
you have is freaking phenomenal.
So, went up, talked to her. You know, we're having a conversation.
How'd you slide in? Like, how'd you say hi first? Or, like, do you remember?
So, one of my other friends was talking to her, and I ended up finding out she went to the same school as me. So, then that kind of started the conversation.
Quick interject. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And she's, like, 2 years younger than me. I didn't really know her at school, but she was like, yeah, I saw you around. I was like, shit, I never saw you around. That's not good. She's like, oh, so I've also heard about you.
Oh.
That's not good either. I didn't want to get into the details of that one. I was like, that could be messy. So we keep having this conversation, and I find out she just broke up with her boyfriend last night.
Oh.
Or 2 nights ago now.
Okay.
And she's from St. Cloud area. She literally came from St. Cloud to the cities having a good time.
Wait, what's her name? So you shouldn't say it, but tell me after the podcast.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you after the
podcast. I'm from St. Cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. She was a Latina woman, just my type, you know.
Woo!
I mean, okay, let's just say this. I really don't have a type. I go for all kinds of women.
Just my type.
I go for all the women, honestly.
But she had a little spice to her.
Oh, very spicy, very sassy. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's talking smack about her ex-boyfriend and how he didn't treat her right, all this. And I said, well, that's because you're fucking with little boys and not kings.
Woo!
What type of king? What type
short
of king?
King,
yeah!
Baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Short kings for the win.
And did it go over well? Did she laugh?
She was laughing pretty good.
Keep us updated about this then.
Oh, I will. Absolutely. So,
oh my God, I love that.
Had the conversation keep going, and then, you know, we just kind of let the night slip away. Drunk Jay just kind of wanders off.
Disappears.
Oh, yeah. I have a tendency just to disappear and kind of go off.
Or take a nap or whatever.
Naps are the best. It's better than fighting, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But, absolutely.
But remember also last time I was on the podcast, I told you I was trying to work on my drinking habits, and I have been. So
yeah,
it's been a lot better.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do whatever you want on your birthday, though.
Absolutely.
I know, but I got to put myself in check sometimes.
Oh,
so,
good for you. That's exactly what you should do.
Jay has been decreasing the alcohol, but when he goes out, he has a good time, and you've also been hitting up some berries classes.
I've been looking pretty good in the mirror.
Fast.
I know. I saw him that one day. We were all there, and you were freaking going.
He's
I'm like, geez.
Hit the 15 on the treadmill. Mill on Saturday.
You animal.
I literally thought that he just was coming with his friends, you know, because it was like a thing to do.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, on Saturday, he showed up by himself and he took class. And I was like, that's my guy. Love you.
Jay Louis, we fucking love you. Jay Louis was really close, or is really close, I should say, to Jerdy. But Jerdy obviously is across overseas with Lil Jerdy, who is a what?
I don't know.
Muskrat? Meerkat. Sorry, Meerkat. Yeah.
Jerdy,
yeah.
By the way, is our old producer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our boy.
Okay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, topics. Oh, wait. Oh. Sorry, Ben.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
We're like, anyway. No,
I'm
kidding.
Like,
do you have a straight candid moment?
Yes.
You do?
It'd be fun to save it for this one. So, okay.
Oh, yay.
It's a little complicated, but I'm going to try to shorten it a little bit.
Okay.
So, when I first got here, was ripping the Tinders. This is like...
Got to Minneapolis.
Yes. Like, March-ish. Match with this girl. She came over once. We kind of just like... Kind of had like a cute little like... I taught her how to swing dance. We kissed a little bit, and then she left.
Is this...
No.
Oh, my God.
So,
bringing it back to the like 50s is, over here. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, she was
swing
like,
dancing. We smooch. She was gone.
Well, it was like, she was like, oh, I asked her, I was like, what kind of music do you like? She was like, oh, I like, you know, like 50s music. I like played some. I was like, oh, I can swing dance to this. She's like, you know how to swing dance? I was like, yeah, let me teach you. And then, yeah, just swoon right there.
We should go swing dancing together.
Yes.
I kind of know a little bit.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah. Okay. I could lead you through like a ton. Okay.
I'll watch Footloose and then I'll be ready.
So basically like that just kind of like faded out because our responses got really long and then I deleted Tinder. And then like now fast forward kind of more recently, I was like kind of like seeing this girl more casually and then I got really, really busy. So I like wasn't hitting her up as much. And then I started talking to the girl that I'm talking to right now and I took her on a date.
Can you share what you call her to us? Cause it's so funny. You know how everyone has a name for people you see like, oh, this is F boy blah, or this is narcissist man. This is blah. Like I literally have code words. So we don't even know her name, but you.
Well, I called her Cat Cafe Girl because the first date I took her on was a Cat Cafe date. Because she's
so cute. It is. It's really cute.
Okay, continue.
But we went on a second date, and at the end of the date, we decided to go to Mortimer's, which is like a really, like, everyone pretty much knows Mortimer's who lives in Uptown. And we were like, what? You've never been to Mortimer's? What?
I don't even know what that is.
I used to live in Uptown as well, so.
Oh, no way. It's
not
like
to,
this,
you know.
It's this like dive bar where either you have a really, really great time or like some creepy old dude hits on you.
Why but am I thinking you buy sausages?
Have you ever been there?
What? Is it the bowling alley?
No. Okay. It's just like, oh my God, I'll have to take
it. Is that what it is? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of a hole in the wall. That's a good way to put it.
Cute.
But anyways, we just go there for a couple of drinks. We're having beers, playing darts, playing pinball, like whatever. And at the end of the night when I'm closing out my tab, I look at my phone and it's two separate messages, one from this girl on Tinder and then one from a text message from this other girl. And they both say the same thing. It says cute date. And I was
what? She's there.
Yeah. And so I kind of looked around. I didn't see them, but I was like, why the fuck are they both messaging me? So like, I'm like walking back with this girl, like trying to listen to what she's saying, but then also trying to like process like what the fuck is happening here. And then it hit me, they both have the same job. They both work as like a nurse at like a psych ward or something. And I was like, oh my God, they must fucking know each other. And so I was like, I like texted one of them. I was like, yeah, like, do you guys know each other? They're like, oh yeah. They're like,
I love how they're
talking about you. Wait, I was like, no.
I love how they're trying to like John Tucker you and be like, nice date. When it's like, yeah, like yeah, dude, I didn't even go on a date with you. Like, I'm dating people.
We live in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Like, the likelihood of you not seeing someone that someone you know saw is slim to none. Even Jordan has seen somebody that I knew and grew up with in college. Like,
I was
it
like,
is, it's life, man.
I was like, oh. Well, I kind of felt bad, too, because I kind of sort of a little bit ghosted both of them. But it was more like.
Kind of sort of like, a little bit.
It was like, I just got so busy, and, like, both of them were super casual. So I kind of just didn't have, like, a. Like, it's not like I really owed them anything.
No. You
so
didn't.
Just
and like, that's well, the thing.
And you communicated that. You were busy.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
Were that it was gonna, yeah, so they, you're fine.
Yeah, they both knew I was super busy. But then I think they were both kind of like, there he is.
Like,
over
her,
there.
With a
and
girl.
So they probably both were like, wait, you know him too? Yeah, yeah, I know him. I like went on a few dates with him. Like, oh, awkward. Yeah.
Yep, super awkward.
But then they were like, let's band together. Oh, that's kind of weird.
I don't think you owe them anything. And the fact that even if you... I think it's okay to ghost on Tinder. And if you hung out one time, yes, the right thing to do is like, hey, like, let it fizzle out, like, whatever. I think it's okay to ghost a little bit, to be honest. Like, you don't owe them anything. But the fact that they just team up and...
Interesting. Speaking of first dates.
Yes.
Ben had his first date at the Cat Cafe, and we're talking about first dates today.
Yeah.
We are.
We're talking about first dates and the myths behind dating, all the things, you guys. We have a ton that we wanted to talk through because they're totally, like, dating misnomers that everybody... says, and they're not necessarily true or 100% true, but everybody kind of gets caught up in them. And I've heard other podcasts talk about them. I've heard shows talk about them. I've read books about these things, and they're consistently wishy-washy and said all over. So we were like, let's debunk some shit today.
And some of these we might agree with too.
Yeah, totally.
We'll go through. We have like a list of like five or six. So, which one do you want to start with? You pick.
There's only one person out there for me. I believe only in soulmates.
Oh, okay. I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, tell me what you think.
So I think if you think there's only one person out there for you, that's just going to lead to a lot of disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't necessarily believe in soulmates because I think everyone has, I think, yes, there is someone out there for everyone, but I think you can have more than one person out there for you. And I think some people maybe have more options and less, and some people, I think everyone has someone that they could be compatible with. I definitely don't believe in soulmates, and I definitely don't believe there's one person. And I don't think not one person who's, there's not one person who's going to check all your boxes no matter what.
That is exactly what I was going to say. I was going to, so I think there's an obsession behind like the one and only, like I knew that person was the one right when I saw them. Like I felt this immaculate feeling that took over me.
Yeah.
A relationship is work. So if you're saying like, oh, my person, you know, there's a soulmate out there for me and this person, I really like a million of their like, you know, hobbies and who they are and all these things. But this one thing, I don't know. It just didn't picture that as being my soulmate. You're going to knock that person down for one difference in what you were picturing and someone that's not even real. And you're like, okay, if they don't fit into this exact like hexagon mold, then that's not my person. Like that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Why would you carry these expectations of a potential partner when we know that we're not even perfect ourselves?
And they're probably looking at us and being like, actually, I don't really like that about you.
Yeah.
Like even for instance, so Jordan told me about like what I asked him this. We asked like really weird questions on it was our 2-year date. And I was like, what is something that you had to learn to love about me? Like basically something that you didn't like about me.
Oh,
I know, literally. And I was like, and I sat there and he goes, oh, I know actually, exactly. And I'm like, what? What the fuck, dude?
Sid, that's very vulnerable of you though.
I like getting vulnerable when I really like
but
somebody.
I also feel like I would end up thinking about that 24/7 if I knew that. Have but you been thinking about it nonstop?
No, okay. Because Jordan, what was his answer? You guys, because Jordan is completely like no filter. So I've had to get used to it. At first I was like, oh geez. He's like, yeah, I don't like that.
But now you're like, I can get the truth out of you.
Yeah, let's squeeze it right out of you. Yeah, what did you not like about me?
What did he say?
He's like, I have now learned to love that you know everyone everywhere we go. And he said it was so bothersome of him that like I would say like, oh, hey, no, yeah, I know that person from this and this. Or like, hey, yeah, hey over there. And so like my attention was always like fluttering about.
He shared that, I think, when he came on the
podcast. Oh, I think he did. You know,
when you guys were earlier in relationship, and he even brought that up as something that was his pet peeve.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah. She knows of someone who knows of someone and then she knows them.
And the thing is he was bothered because I actually didn't know them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he learned to love it. He's like, I understand that that's not something I will ever be.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why it was bothering me so much. But like, think about if Jordan would have said, hey, that's really not my person's probably not going to act like that. We wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He was like, oh, that's one box she doesn't check off.
Yeah.
And I think that also goes into the next one, which is I haven't found the right person yet. And I think this goes into people that are jumping from relationship to relationship because someone's not checking all their boxes.
Yeah.
And just like you said, like love is co-created. It goes two ways. Not one person can be like expressing all the love and then not receiving it and being like, oh, they don't love me. It's like you have to both work on it together.
Absolutely. I think the problem with this one is like, okay, I haven't found the right person yet. It's because people will go in, let's say you're on date one or date two, right? And don't lie, because I know this is you. Like, don't pretend like this isn't you. I'm like, oh, like, what would like life kind of be like? Like, what would this, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what would dating them look like? What would engagement maybe? And then like, maybe a few more dates in, what would a wedding look like? What would kids look like? Like, you're trying to see something whole picture.
Yeah.
And if you don't, why are you thinking about those things that are in the future without thinking about what type of relationship do you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
So I think people jump to like the what's going to come versus like, do I like how we communicate? Do I like the things that he does? Do I like that he's more introverted versus extroverted?
Or like those things. Like Renee saying, do I like how he solves problems with me? Like if there is a little like, even if it's like, what are you going to order? Well, what are you going to order? Should we share? Should we not share? It's like those even like little instances when you're dating is such a key thing to look for know how you guys would work together. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, why are we obsessing over the extreme future and jumping from person to person without giving the person right in front of you the benefit of the doubt and being like, how do they work in a relationship?
And I thought this was me actually for a while. Cause I was like, I date someone. Oh, I'm physically attracted to this person. We'll see each other for a little bit. I'm like, they don't check that box. They don't check that box. But I actually, I mean like to a certain extent, I definitely have standards and I had expectations and no one was meeting all of them. And I think you can pick like three things that you like need in someone. And yeah, I do think you should hold yourself accountable and hold those standards high, because Absolutely. Some, like, yes, I think boxes are important to a certain extent, but you can't be like, they need to be over 6 feet. They have to also have classic. This value and this and that. And that, cause it's not,
we need more short kings in our lives.
Yeah.
Short Jay. Kings for the win, baby.
Shout out Jay Louis.
I will say, I used to go on a lot of first dates and I would, just say yes to like anyone that asked, because I was like, well, you know what? I haven't found the right one. So like, let's just continue to do this. But in the back of my head, I would be hoping for this one specific person to ask me on a date, even though they were so douchey.
So
and
every other like, date you went on didn't matter.
Nope. But I was wasting my time. I would just go on and be like, yeah, this is so fun. Great. Woo. Yay. And then I would text them for probably a month. Like, why am I texting? Like, and I would respond every other like 7 days. You know what I mean? So like, it was bad and I didn't mean it like that. And I didn't lead anybody on. I didn't say that I had the best time ever when I didn't. But I was like, well, I haven't found anyone yet, so might as well go on another date that maybe will work, maybe not, when I knew right off the bat I wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyway.
I feel like I was really bad at that. Like, yeah, it was a great time, but I'm just really busy. Like, my excuse was always, every time it's someone I knew I wasn't going to date, but I like enjoyed it, whatever, I would always say like, just wrong timing.
This is
wrong timing, even though really I'm like, even if it was the right timing, you wouldn't be the one. But I use that as an excuse all the time. I don't know if that's good or bad. So like, yeah, timing is everything. Do you think that's true?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's completely accurate, because if I would have met Jordan even like 2 years earlier, that no, it would not have worked. Absolutely not. I wasn't ready. I wasn't like, I'm my person as I am right now. Like, this sounds so crazy, but even the fact that I have more tattoos is more me. And like, I just feel like I had like a more things I had to go through in order to be
You're
at the
so
point where
edgy
I'm there.
With all your tattoos.
I know.
I literally was looking at her like blank skin. I'm like, oh yeah, there's one.
I know there's one small one.
I was
it's
literally
the size
imagining.
Of an ant.
I was imagining like the nose ring and all these tats.
I know me sleeve. Like, no, it's just like you think about it. And I'm like,
you're more yourself.
I'm
now.
More me right now. Back then, I didn't know really who I was. I was like, oh god, I have tattoos. I wonder if people like me. Like weird things that I thought about. And what? Guess what? I add more because I like who I am. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I always think of tattoos because it's who I am, and it's just that goes into the other one. You have to love yourself first before loving others. True or false?
Well, you were just talking about this. I feel to a certain extent that you have to like yourself. I don't know. I will say, I think loving yourself and self-love ebbs and flows, and some days you're not always like your best self, and you know that. And I think you also have a little bit of, we have days where we don't like ourselves, and that's okay. But absolutely. I do think you have to be at the point where you are accepting of who you are, and you know who you are, and you're okay with yourself, so someone else can be okay with you. Yeah.
I love how you said that. I literally could just say touche, because I think it's totally like, when you're in a relationship or when you're starting to see somebody, you don't want to bank on them being your happiness, right?
Yeah.
I need to be my solo independent self and be like, some days are great, some days are not, but that's not dependent on the behavior of that person.
Yes.
That's the only difference. Does that mean that I love myself every single day? No, it doesn't mean that. It means I like myself majority of the time.
Yeah.
But then when that other person comes into the picture, even for a first date or a first month dating or whatever it is, whatever their behaviors are is not going to dictate 100% how I feel about me.
Yes.
That's what I think.
You have to hate yourself a little bit.
You gotta some days. Some days I look in the mirror and I'm like, you fucking bitch.
You.
I hate her. And then I go, snap out of it. And then I go, God damn it, you're a sexy hoe. Anyway, on to the next. No, I'm kidding.
I think I had one more thing to say about this. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I got excited.
Crap. It's blanking in my mind. Okay, we can go to the next one because I don't remember what it
is. Can I skip back up to the top because I had them out of order? I was going to say, this one is super interesting because I've heard it more than anything. You and I have talked about this because we're like, is this true or is it not?
Because it's always the advice I give to my friends.
Me too.
But now I've been sitting here thinking about it a little bit more. So yes, let's hear it.
So ready? If they wanted to, they would.
Oh, baby. Okay.
I feel weird about this one.
I know. So let's go with our initial gut reaction and then let the boys talk because I think I want to hear what they have to say too. So initially we mentioned this actually on the episode recording on Friday after we recorded, we were just chatting and Ben was like, I don't know. So now all of a sudden we're like, we should make a whole podcast about this. So that's how this topic came about too. If he wanted to, he would. So for me, when someone is just dating someone, you're starting that talking phase and all my girlfriends are like, he isn't texting me back. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I should double text him. I don't know if we should go on this date or not. And every single time I like, in the nicest way possible, I just want to be like, he's not into you. Like, I'm sorry, but you're going for the wrong type of person. I feel like girls are so maybe wrapped around looks or how tall they are. And all they care about is if they would look good together. And I'm just like, stop going for these types of people that don't give a shit about you. Like, I want him to want to text you. And I want someone to want you just as much as you want to want them.
Yes.
And so it pisses me off when girls, like, it literally gets me so pet peeved because I have girls that reach out like, what should I say? How should I respond? Can I call him? And I'm just like, no, he should call you. He should have asked you already. It's been a week and you haven't heard from him. Like, if he wanted to, he would.
I could squeeze myself because I've literally been, not only have I been in the situation where I'm like, what could I say to like maybe get him to like invite me out or like, you know what I mean? Like, does he want to see me later? Or like, should I leave my Friday and Saturday? Oh shit. And Sunday open just in case, like, you know, he wants to hang out, but he hasn't really texted me in like a week. So maybe not, you know what I mean? It's like my initial gut says, if he wanted to talk to you, he would. The thing is if you're trying to think of things that you should do better or say, to like project and like make someone do something you want them to do, you're not being yourself and you're not being genuine at all.
And like, why do you want to fake who you are to someone you love?
No idea.
Think that you could love.
It's not worth it.
No,
go ahead.
The only thing that I think would change my mind about this is if you're seeing someone who maybe is very low self-esteem and is introverted and he doesn't know how to ask and you're like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, I'll make the moves.
Yeah.
Fine.
I can see that.
Fine.
But on the men side.
Yeah. So when this
or came, masculine side, I should say,
when this came up,
could it be, cause it could be a chick, could be anybody.
We were just chatting about like, you know, what are those myths or whatever. And I just mentioned, I was like, what do you guys think about like, you know, if they wanted to, they would. And you guys were like, yeah, totally.
He would.
He would be there. And I was like, okay, well then like, what about for guys versus girls? Because
I was like, oh shit, no. I expect you to ask.
Exactly.
Me.
So like, never is there really an expectation, I feel like, for dudes, for like girls to make the move. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I just feel like it doesn't apply for.
So if she wanted to, she would. If we're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, a male and female relationship, so yep. if she wanted to, she would. Do you think that's true?
Not necessarily, because it's just what you said.
Yeah, because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would expect you to.
And that's why, too, I mean, a lot of that I feel like has to just do with like just general unspoken, like quote unquote, like rules of dating that are just so outdated.
They're
and
so outdated. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of just getting everything out there and being like, hey, this is like the level of what I want and or I guess expect from you. Like, I want to hang out with you all the time. So if you want to hang out, you let me know. If I want to hang out, I'm going to let you
know. I hate when guys say that, though.
Why not?
Come if you want
to. That's like, so plan daddy with his family dinner. Oh, you're always invited, though.
That's what Jordan says,
too. I'm like, no, I want you to invite me. I want to know daily that you love me. I want to know daily that you want me to be there. I want to know. I don't want you to just say,
you can come
if
you want.
By the way, I love you forever. I never have to say it again. So you know what I mean? Like,
I don't like that.
So I'm thinking about like the girl that I'm seeing right now. Yeah. Like, I literally told her, I was like, I pretty much want you here 24/7.
No, you
so
need
to, whenever you want to come.
She's going to feel like she's intruding then.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to tell her when you want her to be come
like,
over.
Okay. Interesting. Good to know.
Uh-huh, because otherwise you're like, okay, well, he wants me all the time. But then it's like, oh my God, am I being needy? Am I being like a lot? Oh, am I hovering now? Like, I know he said he wants me there all the time, but like probably not realistic, right? When do I leave? How do I know?
The word she said was greedy. She was like, I feel greedy. Like, I want all your time.
Oh, yeah. That's
so interesting. Okay.
So cute though.
And the biggest fault of females then is then they take advantage of that. And then they're like there all the time. Like they need to act like, you got other shit going on, ladies. Like, you can't be at Ben's house 24/7 because he says you can be there 24/7. You got to show up, give him a little kiss, have fun, have a good combo, be like, okay, I got shit to do, and leave. Make him want more of you.
Yeah.
It's just,
don't give him everything right off the bat, because then it's like, that becomes a standard quote, the norm.
Yes.
Like, you're never going to leave now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's, you want to make them feel wanted.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a lot different with friends or girls that I'm talking to. It's like, I would love to see you here, instead of saying, if you want to come, you can. You know, making them feel like a priority is definitely a bigger piece to the puzzle, and you want them to have that reassurance.
I love that, Jay.
And then kind of going back earlier, I don't know. I think it's kind of hot if a girl was to make the first move.
I was just, okay, like, I have one more point to make.
It's a societal norm now where the guy always has to make the first move, which I have no problem making the move. I can do that, yes. But I see you're shaking. Let's get your hot.
I totally agree. This is the last thing I wanted to talk about this topic is when you're first dating someone, I do think if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to ask you out for drinks, he would. But I think when it comes to when you're getting intimate with someone, it should go both ways. I love making the first move intimate, like maybe the first kiss or face first, you know, I don't know, like make out. But dating wise, it is outdated, but I do still think if he wanted to, he would at the beginning.
I agree. It's more, yes, on the side that the man should make the move, but it would still be sexy, hot. Like if a girl saw a guy was like, hey, would we go out on a date? Or, you know, just kind of making that first move. Cause sometimes guys don't really know. And so
I won't lie. I've done the first move on one person. I initiated it and I felt so badass and I was in control the entire time. Like, and by in control, I mean like, I was like, fuck yeah, I feel good. Like, I'm like, yeah, you want to come over? Like,
you made the calls.
Like, I called the shots, man. I did. And obviously that one didn't work. So anyway, but it is like I agree in a way that like, if either of you wanted to, you would, right? So if you're giving that energy and they're not, that's your sign. Either of you, if you wanted to, you would, it would have worked out. It would have gone up and out, right? But like, as you get into the relationship, you both need to be mutual. It always has to be mutual. I don't know. I get what you're saying though, because it's the old norms to like,
I think
the guy
first,
says, yeah.
First moves, like if you see a hot guy at the bar, like when I was single, I would 100% go up there and be like, hey, what's your name? Like I loved that shit. But then if there is, let's say you had a first date and now you're waiting for the second date, this is when it's in his court, I think, is like, you know who each other, like she could go up to you and still be very confident and be like, hey, Jay, like you're cute tonight, like at the bar, whatever. But you go on your date, you both know each other. Now I do think it's in your court and then it could go back to the female. But a guy needs to initiate like the beginning. I still stay strong with that.
I don't agree with that fully. I really think that if a woman wanted to, she can make the first move 100%.
That's maybe what I'm saying. She would make the first move. But
maybe
like second
I don't know.
Date?
Oh, second date. Yeah. I mean,
let's say you both had a really good time. Okay. You both had a really good time. It was a great first date. And now you're both waiting for a second date. But she's like, I hope he asks me on a second date. And you're like, I hope she asks me on a second date. So now what?
If the date went well and I'm feeling it, yeah, 100%. I'm saying, hey, let's go out to dinner Tuesday, 5 p.m. Get ready. And I'm picking you up.
Okay. Love.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like on the first date, if it's going well, make a general plan for the second date.
Yeah,
so like
while you're on the date, yeah.
With Cat Cafe Girl, I mentioned that like I don't like eat out at all. I'm so bad at it. And she was like, oh my God, so you haven't been to like, but she loves food. So she's like, you haven't been here, you haven't been there. And I was like, yeah, like let's go to like this restaurant. And then it was like a super easy, like, hey, are we still on for going to a restaurant?
I like that.
I love that.
Like, and then that's kind of like both sides can play into that.
Well, and you can read it on a date if she's like, yeah, we need to try. If you haven't been there, we're going. And that's like an easy way to be like, hey, I'm basically telling you, like, I'm down to go for another time. Like, either you're going to plan it or I'm going to plan it, but the conversation will go there. Also, I have to pee so bad I'm going to have to pee right now.
Okay.
I'm
so sorry. I have one more thing to say. We can either cut it or I'm just going to continue talking.
Yeah, just
about
keep
this.
Talking, honestly.
Go tinkle, Sid. Run.
Have fun. Be safe.
I was just going to say, have you ever been on a, like, I feel like I've been on a date, though, where someone brings up, oh, we should go here next time. And I'm just playing nice. I'm like, yeah, sounds good. Like, sounds great. And then I go home and I'm like, hey, it was really nice to meet you. But, like, I don't think we click like I thought. It's just bad timing. And then I don't see them again.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay.
Like, to me, it's like, hey, we had these plans sorted out, or like generally, and even if they don't happen, then it's just like, oh, okay, like,
okay,
you know, the communication thing. But I'm a big fan of like, on both sides, if you make a plan and you're both interested, that's like the easiest way out.
I think that's a great idea.
It's just like, hey, you mentioned it.
Did you have something to say?
I kind of lost my train of thought, but it was of a question. And then, but
ask
like,
it.
I was like, what about what, or what's your take on going back with that person on the first date or after the first date? How do you gauge that, right?
What do you mean going back?
Like back to their place, right?
Oh, going back to their place.
So
on
like,
first date going back.
Is that
to,
like
okay.
an absolute, like,
yeah.
All right, deal breaker. I'm not going on the second date with this person. They just want to go back home.
I see.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay. Okay, so Jay just brought up a good question. He's asking, if you're on a first date and he asks you, like, should he not ask you to come back to his place? if he's interested and actually wants to see you again, but he's also like very sexually interested and was like, come on back.
I think you got to read the room.
Yeah, read the room. Baby.
Sorry, you just got to figure it out. Like, do they want you to also go back? Like,
if there's a little alcohol involved, she's probably like, yeah, let's go. Or if you're getting that like sex eyes from her, do it.
You know, come on. There's going to be a tickle under the table, like a little like knee rub, like a little like arm on the shoulder. You know what I'm talking about. You, like, you know what I'm saying?
Good little make out or something.
Yeah. Just like at the parking lot, you're like, intro. Wait a minute. Shit.
You could also be very like, I would love if a guy was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I really appreciate you and respect you and I want to see you again, but I'm also really sexually interested in you right now. I would love if you came back. You can say no. I just want, like, be open about it. Tell her. And she'd be like, that's the hottest fucking shit you've ever said. Let's go back.
Like, that's another misnomer of, like, you. Oh, if you sleep with someone on the first, like, date, oh, my God, they're not going to want a girl that goes home with you on the first date. Like, that, what the hell? Who came up with that? I'm sorry, but that, if you are seeing somebody that, let's say you go on a first date and the guy ghosts you because you go home, you know, together after. That has nothing to do with the fact that you're not good enough or you're too easy or any of those things. Nothing to do with that. What exactly it has to do with, that person is a shady little bitch who used you to go on a date and wanted to sleep with you. And that was their intentions from the start.
It had nothing.
That's what it means.
Nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you at all. It was their shady intentions. 1,000%.
I think that's also a really good like first date rule. Is a listener did ask a question. Oh, I was like, it's just going to go right into it. What is the appropriate amount of vulnerability on the first date? Like, like you share too much or you feel like you're too vulnerable sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, and I think there isn't too much of something on a date. Like, I think you generally, we go back to like, be yourself.
Yep.
And read the room. If you feel like you can open up on a first date, open up. Like, there isn't any rules with how you should act on a first date or how you should text before or after a first date.
I wrote this down. I said, say what you feel and what is you. If you felt in the moment to say something and it felt right and things end up ending, it isn't because you said something you shouldn't. Yes. It's because you weren't, you guys weren't the right fit. That's the reason why.
Period.
So literally all I say is like best tip or whatever for first dates is like, be careful how much you're talking about your ex. Like, it's just a little, gets a little odd.
That's
right?
Probably a one good
That's
rule,
like
yeah.
one, like, it's not even a mini, it's not even a rule because you can bring up your ex and be like, I just came out of something like pretty shady.
Yeah.
So I'm a little sensitive to like different things like this and this and this.
I have
this,
a little
and
PTSD I'm trying to get, from like this.
And like, I'm trying to be better, but like, you know, anyway, and like that can be casual, right? But.
Well, okay. So I just want to know what your guys' like thoughts are on like when you can talk about exes, because I think it's so fun to hear about their exes to learn what not to do.
I love that shit. I wish I could answer this right, but I feel like.
What are you about to say?
When I first started dating Plant Daddy, I brought up my ex a lot because I was so traumatized by it that like I almost had to share those feelings because I wanted him to know like why I was hesitant about certain things or like why I was the way I was. So yeah, I'm going to be honest. Like I brought it up a lot.
I mean, I used to bring it up a lot more, but it usually was after I had like a little bit of like a toxic spasm, we'll call it. I had a little bit of a toxic.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. What are you doing on your phone over there? Who are you DMing? Like, okay,
a toxic
Sid.
Spasm.
You had a toxic spasm. You need to go have a timeout.
Define a toxic spasm for our listeners.
Well, when you see a woman's name pop up on the phone, like Alex, Alexandra is your assumption. And you're like, who are you texting? And they're like, Alex, my buddy from work.
You see a like and on their like, Instagram
oh,
and you're like,
Christ,
who's that? My grandma.
Or literally when somebody's commenting on their photos and you have to go to your friend who you also have a podcast with and say, can you go creep on this girl? 'Cause she's bothering me. Oopsie.
Can you follow them?
Toxic spasm.
Private.
Toxic spasm. Whoopsie. So anyway, but then I've brought up and been like, okay, I'm like, let me level set with you really quick because I am acting a little bit out of line. I have been in a really toxic relationship. I got cheated on. This person was horrible to me. And it's been the last like three relationships and I don't know why. I'm vulnerable because of this, this, and this. You know what I mean? Like then it's like, talk about your ex. Like who cares? This is a question about exes. Let's say you are out and about and someone comes up to you and gives you a hug and they're like, hey, how are you? Good to see you, whatever, la la. Oh, yeah, this is my boyfriend.
Plant daddy all the time.
Do you need to tell them that that was somebody that you either have slept with or have been with or dated?
Never mind.
Do you need to tell them?
Unless they ask.
Oh my God, I would kill you. I'm not going to lie. I would literally kill you. If I found out later, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? No. I would be so mad. I don't know why.
I wouldn't say anything either.
If it was somebody's ex-girlfriend?
If he asked me, I would. I feel like I've already been in this situation.
I'm trying to think. I'm like replaying it in my head. I'm replaying it right now.
I literally have talked to someone in front of Plant Daddy that I had a thing with. It was cool. It was casual. But he didn't ask, so I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to pick a fight about something.
No, because then you're like, hey, yeah. I used to see this person.
Yeah, I wasn't just going to be by the way, we used to fuck.
Well, what if you... I think it changes once it's crossed over to dating. Yeah. And you're like... I don't know, that was my ex. Like, I just want you to know, because I did used to see that person. Like, in a casual way, you got to be careful how you're saying stuff. Because
then it's are you cocky and being like, yeah, I used to date them. I don't know. I just wouldn't.
Usually it's more like, who was that? And you're like, it's just my friend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
If you were to say, oh, who was that? I'd be like, yeah, I used to see them.
Yeah, like that. Okay. Okay, so we're all agreeing on
that. Do you think it's a different for guys versus girls? Because girls, I feel like, definitely have more of like a...
If I asked him and he didn't say anything, yeah, I'd be mad.
Yeah. So like...
If he said, oh yeah, it's just a friend, and you didn't say, oh, it's a friend and I've hooked up with him, I would... I'm not going to lie. Toxic breakdown.
If he were to say like, oh yeah, I used to see her. Like, and he gave me like, you know, I used to see her on and off. I'd be like,
oh.
Then he would probably like end the conversation like if he were to be asking me. But if he were to say that and I asked him, and I would further be like, so you had sex with her? And he'd be like, yes. And I'd be like, okay, was I better? And then he'd be like, yes, baby. He'd be like, yes,
not
baby.
Not toxic. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'd be like, conversation's over.
Personally, I wouldn't ask. Because I know my personality and I know my type. I don't want to know if you banged that person. I know a lot of my friends like to know their girls' body counts, you know, when they're dating. They'll ask them, you know, what's your body count? And
what is theirs?
Some of theirs are outrageous. What?
So you're nervous that little Sally's had 20 people she slept with and they've had sex with like 100?
Do they just go out and ask on the first hookup?
I don't know when they ask, but I know, because then they'll tell me, she told me her body count. It was, you know.
I'll tell you right now, every single one of them probably lied anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah, you got to add a few, right? But
girls subtract.
Oh, subtract.
Yeah.
Guys add, girls subtract, which is also
That's so hot that a guy said sex 150 people. Yeah, I want to date him. You told me that, I'd be like, what?
Chlamydia, herpes.
Like, I don't want to know those things because I just... Like, I don't want to know them.
Why would anyone need to know that? That's my thing.
So that's why if I saw a girl that I'm talking to, you know, maybe hug a guy, I wouldn't ask like, oh, did you bang him? Like,
no,
I
would just be like, hopefully not.
Oh, nice to meet you. And then go on with the conversation.
Maybe I'm just different, but I like knowing that stuff. Like,
I do too.
I'm nosy.
It's not even judgmental. It's more just like, yo, like, what is your sexual history? Because like, that's kind of important for me to know. Like, you know, like,
has,
what
has a male made you orgasm from this? From this,
I probably wouldn't ask right after they said though. Like, oh yeah, I had sex with that person.
Yeah, no, definitely not
at the bar
at a different time.
How did you orgasm? Oh, sorry.
I wouldn't want to know the specific.
It's our first date,
person.
Isn't it? My bad. Anyway, I just had
moving
to say
on.
That. Moving on.
We have one last, I think, myth.
We have one more myth, and then I wanted to go through the little like. Dating before a date, during the date, after the date, and because it's pretty cute. So
I love it. Okay. I know we talked a little first dates. So we'll go into that too. Okay. The last myth says I'll never love again, like a hard breakup. And I think we both have friends that have been through this.
I have an opinion.
Okay.
You will never love the same again. You will never love the same way that you loved that person that you first loved, or the second person you loved, or the third person you loved. You are 1000% able to love again, but the love will always be different. And that is hands down my opinion and my belief.
This reminds me of, this was almost a year ago, but we were going on a walk in Uptown, me and you.
Yeah.
And we were talking about our loves and how first loves are different than the rest of your loves. And like first loves, there's no one like your first love, and you still have love for them in your heart. And what, isn't there a book that talks about, I wish we knew, or like at least knew what we were about to talk about for this part, because it was like,
Basically, it explains that you have three different types of love
in your life. You'll always like three. You can define them as three loves.
And it's like a first love. I think one was almost like a toxic love.
Yeah.
And then the third one was,
we'll
like,
try to find out. There's a book on it.
Like a comforting love, like in a way like where there's less worry. So almost you can confuse it with like being less passionate. But in reality, it's just there's not toxic energy where the highs and the lows are extreme.
Found it.
Wait, let's see.
The three love theory explains that each love happens for a specific reason. The first teaches us what we expect from love. The second teaches us about our true selves. And the third teaches us what it means to love another person unconditionally.
Oh my God. Why did I get like a little teary eyed? Like as if that's going to like make me cry. Cute. It's so cute.
I also
you can
think
love again. Yeah.
Yeah. You can definitely absolutely love again. And I also think you need to remember like everyone has gone through little heartbreaks and we've chatted about this before too, but you think of all the good times that you had with that person and you forget all the shitty ass times. You're like, you're playing in your head like, oh my God, do you remember we did this? All these good memories. But also like, that's why in my notes app, if there was any sort of ex, I write down all the fucking shit I hated about them, because then you can be like, oh, I remember that he did this. I hate that man.
Oh my God. You know? You're going to replay the good. You're like, oh, we went to this movie. It was so fun. Little did you know you guys had a screaming like fight attack in the car on the way home. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, but we went to that movie. This movie reminds me of you.
But he put a piece of kernel. He put a popcorn kernel in my mouth.
And then we made out and then we fought. Yeah. Okay. What is that noise, by the way, that I just did? That's scary. Also, side note, can I just say something really random? I just have to say this. I just remembered my dream. You, me, Ben. Sorry, Jay Louis. I love you so much. You weren't there. We were at Dave Portnoy's office and we were on a podcast with him and all of his other favorite podcasts. And he's like, congrats, ladies. You made it to the big leagues. And we nucks him and whatever. And we're all sitting at the table and we're like, yeah, we're talking. But I couldn't hear anyone else. So the whole time, like we were passing one mic around and then it would get to us and we were like, well, we're just going to talk about what we usually talk about because I can't hear you. So we couldn't hear anybody. I don't know what was going on. Long story short.
Farts. Poop.
Yeah. We're like.
Sex.
One time I had sex. Mic pass.
Poopy.
I literally had to share that because you know, when you for one split second remember your dream, you're like, I got to say it out loud. Otherwise I'm never going to remember it. Okay. Quickly before we go into straight-handed moments and advice, I wanted to talk about before the date, during the date, and after the date, like a few key things to keep in mind, okay? So chime in wherever you feel necessary, okay? Before the date, I say follow up on the day of. Someone should at least confirm that it's actually still happening, all right? Pick out your outfit before you have...
Can I chime in already?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yes, go
She's
ahead.
She's like, chime in whenever. She's like, fuck it.
Shut the hell up.
Damn it,
no,
Sophie.
Oh, sorry, that was my mic.
But if you... If you confirm, is that also giving them a way out? Then you'd be like, oh.
Well, then you knew that you shouldn't be going on the date in the first place.
Love it. Continue.
On to the next. Pick out your outfit before you have 5 minutes to leave because, like, don't do that. That's a horrible idea. If you're nervous, think of three questions you can keep in your pocket if you freeze up during the date. So, like, I have a few of, like, now I'm freezing up because I'm on a date with you. like, what's your like favorite memory with your family? Like, you know what I mean? It can be even cheesy. It can be just like, it's your first
conversation starter. Also, if you're nervous, this is what I would always do. I think it was important to have the three questions, but I was also like, honestly, every single time I get nervous, I would say in my head, I'm deciding if I like them. We've said this so many
times. I know we repeat it
over and over again, but like, I honestly am just like, I'm not there to impress them. They better impress me.
Exactly.
And that's all I do. I walk in, I'm like, I hope they impress me.
Absolutely. Because it's about you guys. You're seeing for yourself.
Yeah, it takes my nerves down.
Is this going to be cool for me? Yeah. Boom. I also said, just dress in something you aren't going to have to think about a ton. Because one time I wear way too tight of jeans. I was the entire time. I was talking like this. No, but just dress in something that you're not going to be bothered by. So that's all I have to say about that. Okay. During the date, I'm going to fly through these. Chime. Okay. Be silly, like be yourself if you're silly self. Like don't be like, hello, like awkward.
If you wear too tight of pants, be like, do you mind if I unbutton this? Because I got a food baby. And they're like, really? And you're like, you want to know the name of my food baby? And you're like, Shaniqua. And then they move on. Okay? I feel like I've done that.
What in the hell just happened?
I feel like I've done that before.
Okay, Shaniqua. Share what feels comfortable. Like, you don't need to overshare. You don't have to undershare. Share to your own, like, what feels good for you, right?
I always overshare. Yeah,
that was a perfect example. She felt comfortable, so she did. Shaniqua. Don't scratch surfaces. Elaborate on what you're talking about, because when you scratch a surface, you're not really learning anything about anybody. You might as well be on, like, a interview conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to disagree.
Love that point. Everyone tries to say, what, like, oh, yeah, I agree with you. Or
100%.
Oh, like, that's exactly 100%. How I feel about this. And it's like, give me a little something.
I'm like, go ahead, poke me.
Yeah.
Poke my buttons. I actually don't agree with you. And you're like,
I love when they could give banter, like give you a little shit, even on the first date. Like, that's when I would always be like, yes, this is it. It's going to be playful.
All of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, that caught me off guard. I like that. You know what I mean? That's what I think. So
and you're like, move, like, okay.
Convo should be like about a 50-50 split. So like if you catch yourself doing 75% to 80%, maybe pull back a little bit. I'm literally adding myself
ask
here.
Ask questions.
Yeah. I was going to say, I literally said like, read the room, caught back on the college drinking stories, because it's just like, we're moving on, buddy. You know what I mean? Like when you're always like, oh my God, when I knew I did that in college too, I was drunk on the floor. That good first date. No, I don't think so. Don't be afraid of silences and don't go on your phone a lot.
Yeah. And I think along those lines is, I feel like a lot of people reserve, like maybe you're not 100% content with your job at the time and you don't feel confident in yourself with maybe your career or something. I think make sure that you don't let that hold you back from sharing and like be honest about things like that. Like, I'm in this job currently, like I do really like it, but here are my goals. Like, like don't always just assume that you have a lesser job than someone, or I don't know. I just feel like that always comes up, especially for males on dates. I feel like that can hold a lot of guys back sometimes.
There's not a job rank.
No.
Like you know what I mean? Like, I remember someone was like, well, they're a doctor and I'm a nurse, so I feel less. And I'm like, what? I'm neither of those things. Like, what? They're like, no, but you have a cool job. I'm like, don't rank jobs. They're totally different in so many ways. So anyway, all right, after the date, last thing. First, evaluate, did you enjoy yourself? Do I feel like we are compatible? Did I have fun? Did I feel the convo went well? Then you can care about what they thought. Because by that point, you're going to understand, like, did I have a good time? Was the vibe good? What did I feel like? Did I feel like they like were good enough for me, right? You're trying to see if, like, does that make sense for all the things? Yeah, they fit your standards, right? Then you can worry about, oh my God, did he like me? Like, did all those things? Because in reality, you're doing this for you. You're not doing it for them. You didn't put on a show. You're doing it to see if you like the person.
I think that's a good idea. Like, reflect a little bit, but I also, to a certain point, think that you know right away. Like,
I think so.
I didn't have to sit, like, when I have a good date, I don't sit in my car. I'm like, how did I feel? I'm literally already like buzzing and I'm like, oh my God, like you just can't stop like that, like smiley feeling. So like for me, yeah, I guess you reflect, but it should be that gut instinct too.
Oh, totally. But some people get so hyper obsessed of what the other person is thinking that you need to be like, wait a minute, take a step back.
Yeah.
Did I enjoy myself? Shit. What am I doing? And the likelihood, if you're obsessing over what they thought, probably not.
Yeah.
You probably felt like something was off. That's why your instincts are like, oh, something feels weird.
Yes.
I said, if you had fun, say it. We do not need to live in mystery land. Like, just say, hey, I had a really good time. That was a blast. Likely, someone should text you after the date saying they had a good time and they'd like to see you again. Like, don't play it cool here. Be honest in the return. Like, why play it cool and pretend like nothing? You know what I mean? Like, whoa.
And even like Ben mentioned, like at the end of the date, if you both are kind of like vibing, buzzing, yeah, plan the next date.
Yeah,
right,
why
there.
Not? Casually,
hell yeah.
Even.
Hell yeah.
Last thing is, as I said, wind a flag. If you haven't heard from them in like 2 to 4 days, right? If you had reached out and they didn't, you didn't receive a response, and then don't obsess over the why. If they didn't have a good time with you, you probably didn't have a good time with them. And it's just your ego that's hurting.
What do you think about women sharing that they want, like casually bringing up second, third date, like that you're interested in having kids and he doesn't want kids? What do you do about that? Do you still see him or do you just end it? Or do you play like pretend like you don't want kids? Like how do you think that would work?
I would say, is that a hard no? Like you don't think your mind's going to ever change? Like, are you open to the idea?
Yeah. Let's say her mind. Cause I just know, females listening are probably like, I'm for sure want kids.
Yeah.
And he's unsure about it. Well, do you waste your time with someone and then think it's going to end down the road?
I didn't see myself having kids until I met someone that was actually my right person. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't think it's that big of a flag. Unless they're like a hard, no, I'm not having kids. I know for a fact I'm not having kids. Then it's like, you know, for a fact, your goals are not going to line up in the end. So not worth it for me.
It's like, would that also scare them away? But then at the same time, it's like, it scares them away earlier, it'll scare them away later. So keep your standards if you have that expectation.
Yeah, because trust me, I know people, and I would obviously never say names, obviously, but like I know people who are in relationships right now, and they have not initiated an engagement, even though they've been together for 10, 11 years, because one person is unsure if they want to have kids, and that's a deal breaker for the other person.
And you just spent
11 years in.
10 years of your life, yeah.
What? Like, we knew that from the beginning. It's like, oh my God.
So if that is something you know you want, it's not a bad idea to bring up. When you're a little older as a female, I think that's a relevant question to ask.
Totally is. All right, should we go to the straight candid moments?
Yeah, baby.
Let's go. Okay, so we didn't have a ton that people are sending in, so you better freaking hurry up and keep sending those babies in, all right? Because I like legit, what?
And funny ones.
And funny ones. We think they're all funny, but you know what
Short,
I mean?
Short, concise, funny as fuck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So this one, I'm going to a little bit of a skim. So if this is your story, you know who you are. Just know that I'm skimming to get to the point, okay? All right, so straight kind of moment. I broke up with my ex a little over a month ago because I'm moving for grad school. Initially went well anyway. So I met with this new guy and he asked me to hang out about 2 weeks later and I said yes. I should add that the guy's house is well-known house in our college campus because the team he is in throws parties occasionally. So I've been there a ton of times.
You should see my face when you read that sentence, but continue.
Why? What was it?
I don't know. Just
like cringe, you know, or something?
Yeah.
Just okay. Badly. Me and this guy hung out a few times casually. Then I went over to his house one night after we had a really great date and we hung out with him in his living room for a while before we went upstairs. We went upstairs, started hooking up, and my Apple Watch started ringing. I didn't think much of it, immediately silenced it, started ringing again, silenced it again. I was busy hooking up. I wasn't going to pay attention to that. After we finished hooking up, I checked my phone and realized my ex had called me and called me and called me. I tried to just brush it off and everything went well from there on. And we finished a whole movie before I ultimately decided to go home because we both worked the next day. Okay. Well, the guy walked me out and the second I sat down in my car, my ex called me again and again. And I didn't answer until he texted me, please call me. So I was nervous and he demanded we meet in person. Turns out he was literally sitting in the driveway in his parked car, waiting for me to leave the house because he still had my location. So he had been waiting for me, saw me walk out with a guy, and had sit in his car until I was done hanging out and / hooking up with
her
ex. Yep, her ex. He said, I can't believe you would do this. And I responded him telling him that it's terrifying that he followed me and that I didn't owe him any explanation or any apology because we're broken up. He ultimately ended up admitting he went there, tried to talk to me, recognized the house, looked in the windows, and then sat and waited outside for me to leave.
Yeah. I mean, she had the right response. Absolutely.
I just read that and I was like, holy shit. And when guys say that girls are the only crazy ones.
You wrong.
Honey, both sides can be just as wacky town. All right.
Do you share your location with Jordan?
We do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't at first for like probably a year because I just, I don't know.
Me and Pat do too. Only because like, I want to know. Like, if he's at the gym, like, oh, is he almost home? Like, I just want to know.
Usually Jordan did it because my phone died so often. He'd be like, where the fuck is this chick? Like, where was her phone last? He'd see me at Target. And he's like, oh, my God, not again. Like, anyway, I read that and I was like, ugh.
That makes
didn't you get
sick.
The ick a little bit? Gross.
I also got the ick at the beginning because it just reminds me of college hookups. And, oh, I just hate that shit.
Oh, my God.
She was like, he lives in this house on campus. And I'm like kind of gagging inside. I just college hookups. Let me just tell you, it gets better.
It gets better. There's more.
Like, I'm just imagining.
There's more.
I got to share something.
Wait, what?
As I'm just imagining, you know, like a boy's bedroom when you're like cold, you kind of have to pee and it's just, you have to fart and you're holding it in. Wait. And it's just, so my friend Vanessa sent me this because she goes, point of view. It's 7 a.m. This is just a meme, like a account she shared with me. Point of view, it's 7 a.m. and you're laying naked on a boy's mattress with no sheets. The TV shut itself off. Your mouth is dry as hell. The fan is on full blast and you're cold because he's laying on the blanket. You have to pee but don't want to see his mom. You have the worst gas pains because you've been holding in your fart since you got there at 11 p.m. and your phone's at 2%. I'm like, That's what it reminded me of.
She didn't add that your breath is absolutely rancid.
Yeah.
And you don't know what cup has been used for beer pong outside. And you're like, everything has a crusty in it.
And there's like dry jizz on your stomach.
And you absolutely will not go in the kitchen with no shoes on because nasty.
Yeah.
Oh. So
that's the vibe I was feeling. Ugh.
I know. I know I'm an adult now because I have like everything to counter, like two phone chargers next to the bed, like mouthwash that like anybody.
Baby wipes right by just in case you need to clean up.
Yep. Like everything. I like full sheets comforter now. But
I love that.
Kind of maybe me.
Look
in
at you, Ben. Look at you adulting. Damn it. We have a straight candid advice really quick. And this one is quick because it totally relates to the first date and trying to go for somebody a little bit. Maybe not in your usual style, which we can both relate to. Okay. So this guy I'm getting to know has everything on my list that I've wanted. Give or take a few minor things, right? But I don't get this excited spark connection I had before. Like the guy before I was talking to was really mean and kind of edgy. This guy is the sweetest, so nice. And the guys I've dated before have all been like bad boy vibes. Like you got hooked for 3 weeks and then drop you like a sack of taters. That's what she says.
Love that.
Are slow burns real or am I just attracted to bad guys who don't give a shit about me? Like, am I scared of love? So I'm pushing him away. Oh. He does scare me because he's legit everything I like want on my fake list and more in a guy, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, this is such a good question.
I read it and I was like, yes. Can you God, when you get one of those and you're having that topic, you're like, fuck. Okay. I'm doing like the, you know, fist shake. Oh yeah.
Okay. I kind of want your take first. Cause I don't know where I'm at right now. Well, I have a few thoughts running through my head.
Kicked you. Okay, a few things. Even if somebody is not quite in your usual type, first of all, if you're saying type, everybody, like, just get rid of your type. Get rid of your, like, must-haves, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's more a vibe than anything else. Okay, you probably should have a little bit of a spark with this guy, whether or not he is like perfect and different and you want to try the different guy. Like, you know for a fact you should start going for good boys, right? But just because somebody's nice doesn't mean it's your person. Granted, yes, you get the ups, highs, really, really highs, and the really, really lows from the douchey guys, which I feel you. I've been there, done that. And I wanted to go for a good boy, but I started trying to go for good boys, good boy. And no one was my vibe. Good boy. Yeah, good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. but really, in reality, you also need a good boy that also excites you and gives you a spark.
Yeah.
So take that and you know, run with it.
I do think that... Sometimes,
do you see what I mean?
Yes. Sometimes as you get to know someone, you kind of find them a little bit more attractive. So try that first. Also make sure it's something that doesn't have to do with maybe your attachment style, or maybe you need to go to like a little bit of therapy and see maybe what's holding you back from, you know, the self-sabotage that could be happening.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that yes, there does have to be attraction there. Like,
oh, totally.
Like, I mean, I hate always, but we're in relationships. Like for example, Plant Daddy, I remember just know his personality and his sweetness and his genuineness is something that I wasn't used to. So that was like opposite of my type personality wise, but I knew that's what I liked. But then also I was like insanely attracted at the beginning too. So it was, I think you also can't hold yourself to those standards and be like, oh, I need him to have this big old spark. But at the same time, like you kind of do need a little bit of
a spark.
You need
a tiny spark. There has to be a little something. Yeah. You have to at least, you either want to like, jump his bones or whatever that saying is, or like you're excited for where it's gonna go. I know, isn't that an old fashioned term? Jump his bones.
I love that. I was just talking to Plant Daddy and like I remember sitting down, we were sitting.
Yeah.
Cause I got in there, he was sitting. I don't remember him standing up really. And we were talking and I was like, wow, like personality wise, like we click really well. Like he's very sweet. And then I was like, is he like what I want? Like attractiveness wise? And I'm like, oh yeah, he's cute. And then he stood up to grab coffee. And I remember looking at him and I was like, oh my God.
I remember you telling me this exact moment.
Yeah.
And I remember you went to a coffee shop and he went to the wrong one. You were pissed.
I remember him standing up and seeing like his shirt fall against his back. And I was like, I want to eat him.
Oh, you're like,
yeah.
Well, Jordan literally looked at me with his blue eyes and it was game over. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like,
so I think, yeah.
I'm like trying not to look at him. Oh, fuck. I can't look.
Yeah. You're like, were you going to say something?
Yeah. I was going to say, I've been on the like, basically the reverse, like really into like toxic girls and like being very attracted to them. And I've tried to force stuff that I'm like, this girl's perfect. She checks all my boxes. And then, but like just that thing isn't there and it always ends poorly.
Yep,
I will
it
say
always
that
does.
Never ended. I did it like twice and both of them ended in bad ways.
Not so wonderfully, yeah.
Yeah, and like from being there, I would definitely say like there's probably some growth on your end. Like I literally had to sit there and be like, why am I attracted to these girls? And like every time I was attracted, I'd be like, all right, but is that girl like really good for you? Like, is she actually going to like meet your needs and like kind of almost like refocusing my attraction on some like on what I actually wanted
versus the idea of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was a huge like fall in love with the potential, not the actual person.
Oh yeah. I literally told my friends, I had seen like 10 people and I was like, he's the one, I think. Yeah, for sure. And they're like, oh really? Yeah. Another one. You think this one's the one too? I'm like, no, like for real this time. Like I can really see it.
I was like that so often.
What? I've gone on one date. Chill. Yeah. Anyway,
boys, first of all, thanks for kind of giving some male perspective this episode. It was so very, healthy. Very helpful. I think this episode was actually really cool.
Really like, freaking cool.
Yeah, I think everyone could get a little something.
A little something. Come get something, will ya? As always, that's Straight Canada Podcast. Find us. Check out our TikTok if you haven't. And you haven't left a review. God damn it. Go on Apple Podcasts and write something, will ya? Love ya.
God damn it.
At Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph.
At Jay Louie.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
Ayo.
We love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Remember, check the link in bio. Send your Straight Canada moments in, and we love you a lot, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
How long was that?
That was like an hour 15.
Oh, but it felt good.
Yeah, that was really entertaining.
That was so good.
That was so entertaining.
You should make that a sound. Back on my shit.
We're psycho.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.